my experience of Canada, and that was heavily concentrated in Toronto, particularly in the early 90s. I was up there a lot for computer programming consulting work that I do. What I noticed on the streets that was true in Toronto that was not true in Milwaukee, where I lived beforehand, is that when a group of people was walking down the street, I'd see obviously different cultures walking together as friends side by side. And I just see that more commonly on the streets. Again, so I'm saying Toronto versus Milwaukee or Eau Claire. Is that visually obvious to you as well as you walk out and about?
Yes, absolutely. Especially in the last 20 years, you know, when I moved back here 6 years ago, it was so different than it had been when I left Canada in the early 2000s even. It's been an ongoing sort of 40-year process of a welcoming of people from around the world, and you see it. We live in a smaller city. It's about 250,000 people. But to take our daughters to the local park, it's a cross-section. I mean, you can go to a park with 25 families sort of sitting around playing in the playground, and you're hearing Korean and Vietnamese and various strains of Arabic and Hindi. I mean, it's really beautiful to see. And it is much more noticeably different than other cities. To my understanding, Toronto is one of the most ethnically diverse cities in the world, exceeding even that of London and New York, where you find there is a lot of multiculturalism, but it's not necessarily mixed. There are certain pockets of this ethnicity or this, you know, ethnicity, whereas in Canada generally it seems to be a much, and Toronto specifically, it's a very, very diverse and integrated city of diversity, which is beautiful to see.
And it's something I really liked when I was up there